Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus from Yom Rashiach, schus Moshe Beshtim, right? So Moshe Mordechai. And he did not shoot with the nail crack game, Chono, and Melem, Nechaget of Zurch and Tzvi. Bacha was up a home and said, Devil Chaytzech and Tzea. Chono and Melea. Nachno Mamshichim Bissadat, the Shiurim, Be Sefer Rota Kodesh, Maran Rav Zetzal. Nachem Bamut Kuftet Vav, Bispechele Gimel. פסקה עם זין העצמיות בקודש. אומר הרב, רק לתוכן הקודש האישי והעולמי יש אופי עצמי וישות חיים עם מקוריות, פנימיות, עצמית. אבל תוכן החול קל וחומר הרע, תמי אין אופי עצמי, לא טבע עצמית ולא מות רצון עצמי, כי עם דחיפה חיצונית, המנענעת את הפעולות הגשמיות והרוחניות, ומקור החשק הטבע והאופיות, האופיות העצמיות הוא בקודש, ומושפעים ממנו כל הדבקים בו, ואתם הדבקים. בשם אלוקיכם, חיים, כולכם היום. אז קראנו את הקטע, עכשיו אנחנו נסביר על פי הביאור של הרב פופר שליטה. אומר הרב, רק לתוכן הקודש, only for the content that is holy, האישי, personal, העולמי, global, יש אופי עצמי, it has its own nature. וישות חיים, an existence of life, ממקוריות, פנימיות עצמית, from original, internal, essential, intrinsic, inherent selfness. The only true nature, content, quality is holy. Only those are omed be'atzmiyutam. Zot omeret, what gives them their chiyus is their kedusha, and not for an external reason. The kodesh mitzad echad can appear in an individual, and kodesh can also appear in the whole world. And therefore, the Rav emphasizes that he's talking about the appearance of Kodesh Ha'ishit Ve'olamit by an individual and by the entire world. Content that expresses Kedusha have an Ofi. In other words, Hitnahagut Atzmit, the way they act, a nature, qualities. In all other processes that occur in the world, if they are in the world of chol, of what is mundane and what is secular, or if it's to be megala taivis, the revelation of the ofi is not atzmi, it's not intrinsic, it's not inherent. They are appearing for external reasons and not for internal reasons. Binyani kedusha, not only is the hitnagut, the ofi achitzoni atzmei, is it independent, gam etzem hachayim, Hainu etzem ha-shoresh, the root of everything is atzmi, pnimi, mahuti. It expresses something real. Only real expression, genuine expression in the world is related to Kodesh. Everything else is just external. There are external reasons that make it happen, but not internal reasons. For example, when a person's mekayem a mitzvah, or a community has some sort of spiritual endeavor that they're trying to advance. So the spiritual reason that causes that person or that community to do this is atzmait, is independent. It's not something external. It's independent. It's intrinsic. The Rav writes, "B'seif orot ha-tshuva." I love this shtickle. "K'sheshokhim et ha-mahut ha-neshama atzmait." כשנכין דעת, מסיכים דעת מלהסתכל בתוכיות החיים הפנימיים של עצמו, הכל נעשה מעורבב ומסופק. והתשובה הראשית, שהיא מהירת המחשכים מיד, היא שישוב על אדם עצמו. When you forget the essence of your essential neshama, when you are distracted from looking at what's inside of life, your internal life, everything becomes all mixed up, all filled with doubt, filled with and lack of clarity. And the beginning of tshuva, which shines up all of the dark places, is that a person has to go back to himself, to the root of his soul, and then umiyad yeshuva el Elokim, then he's going back to God. When he comes back to his soul, he's coming back to God, to the nishmat kol haneshamot. Ve'elech v'yitzad hala, and he will step advance forward, maila maila, in kedusha and tahara. And this is noeg davar ze noeg ben be'ish yahidi, ben ba'am shalem, Bein b'chol ha'enoshiyut, bein b'tikun kol ha'avaya kulan. This is noyeg, say it in individual, sign a whole nation, sign all of mankind. Sign means also, also. And also fixing the whole world, all of existence. She forgot herself. In other words, you have to know your true self and live based on that. Neshama Tzmit. Who is a happy person? A happy person is a person who is living his neshama. And to live your neshama means, obviously, you come back to God. Can one be truly happy without God? No. Can one fool oneself to be happy without God? Sure, you can. Take drugs, you can also think you're happy. But the neshama is not satisfied, and that's the true person. So there are ways, you know, that's why people go there partying, and the music is so loud, they can't hear their neshamas. You want to say, I want to go back to God, but not to my own soul? That is a false tshuva. It's a delusional tshuva. That is Shem Hashem Lashava. Can rak bemet hagdula shel tshuva latzmo yeshuv adam ve'am ha'olam v'kol ha'olamim ha'chavaya kula el kona ba'ol ba'or ha'chaim v'ze ha'raz shel ha'rosh shel Mashiach הופעת נשמת העולם שבהירו ישוב העולם לשורש ההוויה ואור השם עליו יגלה ומקור התשובה הגדולה הזאת ישאב האדם את חיי הקודש של התשובה באמיתה. So that what has to happen is, tshuva is great when a person comes back to himself, the world to its true self, and that means coming back to the Creator. It's both. In other words, everybody has their own unique neshama, and you have to connect with that, and you have to connect it, obviously, to has to be spiritual, has to be the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Creator, the one who created the neshama, the source of neshama, which is Chelek Elokai Mimaal. And what's the idea of Oro Shel Mashiach, the light of Mashiach? That creation is coming back to the root of creation. And that's to God. That's what Tshuva means, to return. Turning where? To God. And then from there you get your Chayei Kodesh. So tomorrow, Dikazach, people are afraid to do Tshuva because then I'm going to lose myself. I'm going to lose myself. What about my true self? Answers, Lo yachol liyot, it's stir minei ovei. Tshuva is finding your true self. Harav b'shmonik vatzim marchiv להסביר את ההרגשה הנוצרת לאדם. What do you feel when you're searching for the atzmius of the world? Is it a famous shtickle? אם תרצה בן אדם מסתכל באור השכינה בכל היקום, מסתכל בעיני החיים השמימיים, איך הם מתפלשים בכל פינה וזווית שבכם, if you want. Man, look, son of man, look at the light of the Shekhinah and all of creation. Look at the beauty of the heavenly life, how they penetrate into every corner of life. הרוחניים והחורמים, spiritual and physical, שנגד עיני בשלך, and is opposite the eyes of your flesh, ונגד עיני רוחך, and the eyes of your spirit. התבונן בפלאי היצירה, look at the wonders of creation, בחיי האלוקות שלהם, their godly life, לא בתור איזה תוכנית כהה, שממרחקים מציבים נגד עיניך, and that's some vague program, that from a distance, it stands before your eyes. כי אם דעת המציאות שאתה חי בה, know the reality in which you live. דעת עצמך, את עולמך, דעת הגיוני הלב שלך, know yourself. Know the world. Know the thoughts of your heart. של כל הוגה וחושב and of every thinker. מצאת מקור החיים שבקרבך. Find the source of life that's within you, ושממעל לך, it's above you. שמזכות, it's around you, ואת פרי הדורות כולם שאתה שרוי בתוכה, and the glory of פרי הדורות החיים, and the glory of the splendor of life. In which you are find yourself. These are all Kabbalistic references replete with Kabbalah, and I don't know the Kabbalah, just translated into our words. The love that's within you, elevate it to the root, to the strong root, into its beautiful glory. Expanded in all of its thoughts. Nishmat. חיי העולמים אשר רק רצוץ המקום של הגה גורם מיות זהרו, הבית על אורות בתוכיותם, look at the lights inside of them. על ידי נשמחת השמות, המילים, הניבים והאותיות הם מסורים בידך, ויתה מסור בידיהם. הלילה, we discussed this recently, this shtickle. Alela mala aleki koch ozlecha yeshlecha kanfe ruach. Go high, high. You have wings of spirits. You have kanfe neshar madirmi, these great wings of an eagle. Al tikacheshbam, don't contradict them. Pen, don't deny them. Pen yikachashu lecha drosho tamim tzulecha miyad. Search, seek them out, and they will find you immediately. Made a song out of this, some of it. So, in other words, the point is not to look at the externals. Look at the internals. And that's the idea, I think, of the shamos, the milim, the nivim, the osios. These are externals. These are expressions, but not the thing itself. So go to the source of godliness as much as you can. Find the locus everywhere. Aval tochen achol, kal v'chomer hara, tamein lo fi atzmi. But the content of the secular, and certainly of the evil, of the mundane, and certainly of the evil, that the impure, has no true internal and intrinsic nature. So when you're doing something in chol, it's not because of the thing itself. There's nothing to it. It's because there's a certain external reason why you're doing it. Certainly for ra certainly has no shayichus to atzmi sechayim. When you're working for a purpose. In order to get parnasa, so you can live. You're eating breakfast, and you should have koach to work. But it's not a siva atzmis. Tshuva is a siva atzmis, because that's the essence of the world. So what does it mean? In other words, the etzem ha-mitzvah, that's the matara. Schar mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah. What do you get out of the mitzvah? The mitzvah, ki yesh lezeh. Yesh lezeh ofi atzmi. It has its own intrinsic value. And schar avera avera. And the avera is also has meaning intrinsically. When you do the avera, forget about what's going to happen. Nah, the malchus you're going to get with the lashes of fire in Gehenna. Just the etzem avera itself causes a tuma. It's a mashu atzmi ba'adam. Kamo sheha mitzvah is a mashu atzmi ba'adam. Something intrinsic to a person. The Rav mevayer that in Yanei Chol have no mahus, they have no essence. It's only for certain. It's only for dvarim chitzoniim. Yesh po tovana muka that you understand that all of your sikei chol are for a higher purpose. Bring something else. But it's not independent. The independent values in the world of Kodesh. When a person has a taiva for a cigarette or for anything else, it's not about the cigarette itself. There's something external. There's this nicotine thing in your brain that you need the nicotine. Money. It's something money does for you emotionally, but it's not something atzmi mahuti. The chevra is telling us the value of money. It's all sheker, but that's what they're telling us. So in Yanei Chomer, Hakol Nasa lo biglal atzmuto shel ha'adam. It's always something coming from the outside. And there's sometimes, even in spiritual things, if it's not in the world of Torah, in the world of Kedusha, so it's also coming for external reasons, but it's not intrinsic, because the only thing that's intrinsic is Hashem and His Ratzon. And that's why in Chassidus, they talk about it being the Klipa. And the Klipa is a Machu Chitzoni. That's the Inyanei Chol. It's not the Ikar HaPri. That's the Tanya. It talks about the Klipas. The Klipas. In the sixth parak of Tanya. So there's in Yanei Chol, and even certainly Tuma, are not part of the Atzmus Lechaim. Kol Cheshek Atava Ufiyut Atzmiut Uba Kodesh. And the source of true desire is in the world of holiness. So we already saw that only Kedusha comes from the Atzmus of a person, and here the Rav is adding Chiddush. Besharesh, Taiva, and Cheshek Chitzoniim are also rooted in something holy. As you might think, oh, you're person has a cheshek for a girl, because he's a guy, so you don't have to explain to a guy what it means to have a cheshek for a girl. So you think it's something external, whatever, it's chemicals. But really, it's something much deeper, like the Rav speaks about how it's this, the taibas hamin is this ratzon into hamshich hasabria, to continue to perpetuate the species, which is what God wants. So it's coming from a much, much deeper place. Mushbaim men are called ve'kimbo. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shevesh HaBriya, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Misabi v'sakol. V'tem et ve'kimbo Hashem alakechem chayim kulchem ayom. As the Shevesh HaDveikus, you want to live, you have to go to the Shevesh HaDveikus. That's the only true life. Everything else isn't the true life. You're distancing a person, distancing himself from life. Mushbaim v'chayim kriya mason. They're called dead even when they're alive. So, that's what the Rebbe was saying in the shtickle, that the only thing that's atzmi is God and the ratzon of Hashem and the mitzvahs of Hashem. But that's the only true life. That's because life is mashu atzmi. That's what really exists. And everything else is the chitzonis, is the externals. The Rebbe writes in Kovetz Bet, Piskarish Mem Aleph, Hamukshal Listaklut HaNistar, Chayu B'manat HaNistar, V'galui Yatzlo Rak Hizdalchut Kayam HaNistar. המאיר בברק השכלתו הגדולה וההשכלה הנסתרת היא מיוחדת בכל אדם בצורה מיוחדת לו, היא נוגדת עם העצמיות המיוחדת שאינה נשנית ונכפלת בשום אופן ואינה נמסרת בשום הגה והספרה יהיו לך לבדך וצדיק באמנותו שלא דווקא יחיה. The tzaddik is very מאוחד, is very united with his atzmius, and that can't be given over to anybody else. So if a person's mukhshar, to look at Nistar, he lives by Munus HaNistar. And what you see by him is only a little bit of a very vague, foggy expression of what's hidden inside. And everybody has their own haskalah, everybody has their own perception. And a person, b'kitzer, has to be connected to his atzmius miyuchedes, that's, you can't give over to anybody else. That's why it says, Sadik be'emunaso yichya. What do you mean, emunaso? We have the same emunah, we don't. Because everybody has a different way of processing, of thinking, of feeling, of experiencing, of processing. So that's everybody's own experience. And the tzaddik is connected to that, at Olam HaTivi, Olam HaNistar, slicha. And this is revealed on Shabbos. And on Shabbos we connect more to the Nistar world, to the world of Kedusha. During the week it's Malacha, which is Malashon Malachim, which are intermediaries. So, Mar Rabbi Yisai, Yishlan Od Harbe, Harbe Malamot, Vani Modelechem Me'od 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 Shehezantem. Tadarabah, Shalom Shalom.